please do be seated. And as if by magic, I think some slides will appear. Whoops. Just move that slightly. So, there's a certain sporting event going on at the moment. So I thought we'd perhaps do a bit of analysis about who's doing well and who's not. But actually, what you see at the World Cup, these are not my images, by the way, and this is not the World Cup, but you see lots of crowds, and it's quite interesting when you see the crowds. You know, sometimes they're all together, and then perhaps a footballer who's well known will come and kind of the crowd parts in front of them, and sometimes if it's somebody politically important or whatever, they'll have people who sort of part the crowds for them. And so we see in today's reading, in the Gospel reading, the story about the healing of Jairus' daughter, lots and lots of crowds. And it's, as you'd expect, there's lots of jostling and touching. So this is Jesus coming, and he's just come back from the other side. Remember, he'd gone across to the other side of the lake where it had all, where you know, he'd had to calm the storm to get there, and then, you know, he'd got there. And it was a place where less people had religious persuasions, let's just say that. So it wasn't, it was a bit of a strange place for him to go. It wasn't around where there were lots of Jews and there was a synagogue. And so he's come back across the water. And he comes back in his boat, and a crowd gathers around him. And if we have the next slide. We're told that there was a man called Jairus who was a synagogue ruler. So he was a sort of, he wasn't a Pharisee, but he was a person who was elected and was really quite an important person in terms of keeping the services going and the synagogue in order. And as you can see, He's the man in the kind of the bedspread. should be one like that. And he's got other people with him, and he's coming to Jesus. Now, if Jesus has been talking to the synagogue authorities, has been talking to the Jews, and he's been saying they haven't quite understood what's going on in terms of how God wants to work with his people and how God loves people. And so when we hear that the synagogue ruler is going to see Jesus, we can think, there's going to be a bit of a dust-up here. This is not quite what we like to expect. And you know, there's going to be some arguments and some discussions, as there normally is. One of the subtle things that Mark points out in his gospel is that he says Jesus has just come back from the other side. He's come from the other side. And the Jews, who are also known as Hebrews, Hebrew means somebody from the other side, because the Hebrews went from the other side into the promised land. So Jesus has just come across from the other side. And Jairus comes along. But if we see the next slide, rather than wanting to argue with Jesus, he says to Jesus, "My daughter's really ill. Will you come and heal her? Will you come and touch her?" Jairus says. Now, you can imagine, as Jairus comes towards Jesus, you know, Jairus will be well known. The crowds would begin to part, and where they didn't begin to part, probably some of the people who were with Jairus would have helped the crowds part a little bit. As Jesus comes right in, as Jairus comes right in front of Jesus and kneels down, pleads for him to go and touch his daughter to heal him. We have the next slide. And Jesus looks down, as you can see, and he said, "Yeah, next slide, I'll come." There are lots of crowds around Jesus. Jesus always attracted lots of crowds by what he said, by what he did, by what happened when he was around. Because when he was around, God was around, in a way that people was really, really tangible. And so, you know, Jesus says he'll go, and the crowds are all around you. If we have the next slide. Come in, number six. And as he's going, another woman appears. And rather than the crowds parting for her because there was a person of some importance, what happens is that because of what's happened to her, she's at the back of the crowd. And yes, because she was unclean, the crowds might have parted a little bit for her. But it would have been very begrudgingly. And so the two people that are coming to Jesus, there couldn't have been a bigger gap in how important they felt themselves to be and how important they were seen. So a lady. Looking now on to the next slide. And she comes from the back of the crowd. So Jairus, you can imagine approaching Jesus front on because he's a man of status, he's a man. A man of status, and he has confidence. This lady comes from the back of the crowd. And, you know, I always remember when I was growing up and going to football matches, not the World Cup. I remember when I started growing, I could begin to see above people's heads and begin to see the match, rather than just kind of the backs of people. We had a presentation from the children's work for the diocese. And she showed some videos of children have been given video cameras and told to video what they could see in the service. And there were an awful lot of backs. and it was quite an eye. So this woman comes from the back. And eventually, she makes her way through. You can have the next slide. And she doesn't think in some ways herself worthy to talk to Jesus. She just wants to touch the hem of his garment, the hem of his robe, because she thinks by doing that, she believes that by doing that, she will be healed. And if we have the next slide, Jesus says, what happened? And people around him saying, what do you mean, what happened? You know, who touched me? You know, it could have been anyone of, you know, a thousand who touched you. He says, no, something has happened. What has happened? And so he looks around and sees the lady, next slide, and she explains what the situation is, and she is healed. By touching Jesus, whatever was wrong with her, she was healed. Next slide. And, you know, Jesus says, go, your faith has made you whole. And it's quite interesting because neither Jairus nor this lady make any great expression of faith. They just hope that Jesus can do something because of the things they've seen and heard about God who is on earth in Jesus. Next slide. Now, can you imagine what Jairus must have thought when Jesus suddenly stopped? Because Jesus has said to Jairus, yeah, we'll come to your house and, you know, we'll do it straight away. And it's clearly very serious, otherwise a man like Jairus would not have come to Jesus. Both he and the woman were at their wit's end. And you can imagine Jairus looking at the sundial on his wrist, saying, oh, come on. It's a bit like, very rarely, Jenny and I will go to the gym together. Jenny goes first thing in the morning, and by first thing I mean really, really first thing. Now, one day, a week or so ago, for some unknown reason, I was also away. So I said, oh, I'll come with you, thinking that she would be delighted. And she was already downstairs, and I said, yeah, I'll just get my gym kit on. So I went downstairs, and then I realised I hadn't had my cup of coffee. So I was having a cup of coffee in the kitchen. kitchen, just looking out. And, you know, I noticed that the bird feeders were empty. And the compassionate part of me thought, I'll go and fill the bird feeders. So I went and filled the bird feeders and came back in. By which time, Jenny had got into her car and it was running, which I thought was very kind. And I, you know, I got in. But I did notice a certain frostiness. So we had one of those discussions. And what I hadn't realised, because I don't normally go at this unearthly hour, was that we were on a time-critical schedule. Because if you get the timing wrong, you get held up in the traffic. And, you know, so but I didn't realise it. So, you know, Jenny is frustrated. She thought it was a bit strange having a cup of coffee, feeding the birds. You get around. So, you know, there's kind of that, come on. How must Jairus have felt about his daughter? Because she was seriously ill. And then he gets some people come to him and say, don't bother Jesus anymore, she's actually died. And Jesus said, if you have the next slide, no, she hasn't died, she's asleep. So they go along to Jairus' house, and there are lots of people outside, really, really sad, because Jairus' daughter has died. And then Jesus says, no, she hasn't died. If you have the next slide, she's asleep in bed. And she's covered with that veil because people think she's dying. And Jesus says, he speaks to her, if you have the next slide, holds her hand, again, a touch. He touches her hand, which is what Jairus is asking to do. And he speaks to her, if we have the next slide. And they realize she is not dead. And the next slide shows that she gets up. And Jesus just said something like, well, better give it something to eat then. And in those two stories, we see that Jesus sees everybody as equally important. Nobody to Jesus is more important than anybody else. And we see a Jesus who can do things that nobody would expect because he loves us so much. And he wants us to be the way that God intended us to be. And that's why the woman who went to him and just touched the hem of his robe was healed. Her faith had made her whole. The faith of Jairus had made Jairus' daughter whole. And Jesus does this very simply. He speaks to people. He talks to people. People touch him and are touched by Jesus. And anybody who is touched by Jesus or reaches out to touch Jesus, either physically or as we do so, as we think about Jesus, we know that he wants to restore us. He wants us to be the people that God wants us to be. Nobody is more important than anybody else. Nobody is so unimportant, however much they might feel it, that they're not of interest to Jesus. Because Jesus is of interest. Jesus is interested in each one of us. Whatever's happened to us in the past, whatever status we might think we have or we don't have, Jesus loves us, and he loves everybody the same. Can we just have the last slide? So that's where the slide's from. But part of showing the slide, you show that slide so that you know they're not mine. So in the gospel readings, there's an awful lot going on as the Jews in the shape of Jairus come to Jesus. And they are made complete and whole. And there's a message there for the Jewish community. But there's also a message for those who are not in that community, for those who feel that they are nothing. That Jesus reaches out and touches everyone, whoever they are, wherever they are, and whatever's happened to them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sam. Let's have our next hymn now. Lord, for the years.